Hi, welcome back to the Grow With Jazz podcast. I'll be bringing you fitness education with practical application. And today we're going to be talking about what to do if you feel like you go to the gym for a few weeks, you exercise, you're doing really well, and then something gets in the way, you fall off track, you miss a session, it throws you, and then you have to get back on track and try to build a routine again, and it becomes hard to get back into that training routine again, and it just feels like a bit of a constant circle. So I'm going to work through the problems that I hear from people who think that they can't maintain this consistent exercise routine, and how we can fix them. If these solutions don't sound appealing to you, or the cons, or like the effort required to create this consistent gym routine outweighs the potential pros of being fitter, stronger, healthier, yada yada yada, that's fine. You don't have to do it. And I really like to remind people that all of this is a choice. Like, choosing to want to build muscle or go to the gym or exercise or lose fat, whatever, that is completely our own decision. And so what we can't expect is some magical easy fix. Most of you are going to be busy in some way, whether it's work, whether it's children, or a combination of, or studies, or social life, or all of them, and not many people have the luxury of being able to spend as long as they want training and do it whenever they want. Like, everyone's navigating something. So I think my first bit of like tough love, and like, this isn't me meaning to be like a dick or anything, but sometimes we need to just like remind ourselves that okay, it's not, probably not going to be easy. And being consistent with an exercise routine, it does take effort, and it does take intent and purpose and planning, and maybe like some sacrifice, but it is also a choice. So you don't have to do this if you don't want to. And I think sometimes when we just remind ourselves of like, oh, okay, I'm choosing to do this, this is for me, then it helps us navigate the fact that some of what I might say, i.e. like making certain sacrifices, getting up earlier, whatever, like, it's not always going to sound like, oh yeah, that's amazing, like, I'd love to get up an hour earlier. But sometimes we have to make compromises and sacrifices. I hope that doesn't sound too dickish. I'm usually quite nice, but I just thought we'd start with that. Okay. You've got to want to overcome these problems, is what I'm saying. So the first problem people can run into is really long work hours, and you feel really tired after work, which is unsurprising. Let's think of it. So what I've done is like listed potential problems or roadblocks, and then just brainstormed possible solutions for you. Firstly, you've got really long work hours, so maybe you don't have like 2 hours to be in the gym. Well, guess what? You can have a really, really good gym session in 35 to 45 minutes. You could spend five minutes warming up. You could spend 30 minutes lifting with a high intensity, you know, taking yourself pretty close to failure, and you could be out of there in 35, 40 minutes. And that could still be really productive. You wouldn't, you know, being in there an hour versus that amount of time, if you were really efficient, you pushed really hard in those sets, the difference from being in there an hour and doing a few extra sets of each exercise, for example, wouldn't be a massive amount of difference. So actually recognizing, oh, maybe I could be at the gym for 35 minutes in the morning or 35 minutes at lunchtime. I thought I had to be there for an hour or an hour and a half. So that could open up some possibilities. Could you train in the morning if you're really tired after work? Could you get up earlier? I have lots of clients who get up at 5 o'clock, and they're in the gym by 6 o'clock, and they're finished by 7, and they're home by 7:30. It's a possibility. Could you do it on your way to work? You know, could you pack your work stuff? Could you drive to the gym, you know, use the gym showers afterwards and go on your way to work? Again, does this sound like the funnest, most like brilliant, exciting thing to do? No, because it's hard getting up early, and it's hard when it's dark and cold and wet outside. But again, like, the pros of the fact that the people who do that are at the gym 4 times a week, 5 times a week, 3 times a week, whatever, consistently week after week, they get the benefits of being fit, healthy, consistent, stronger, their physique changing, etc., etc. So the pros of doing it kind of outweigh the cons of the fact that it's bloody hard work and it's a bit of shit waking up that early. But is that a possibility for you? Could you train on your lunch break? We just spoke about how you could get like 30 minutes a really good session done in 30 minutes. So maybe you could train on your lunch break. Or if you are someone who does some cardio as well, maybe you run as well. So actually you could do your runs on busy work days, and you could do that for a 30 minute run in your lunch break. So you could just, you know, if you work from home, get out for 30 minutes, be quite a good, like, nice break in the middle of the day. If you do train after work, I choose which sessions or which days of the week are going to be best and most conducive to that. So if you know, like, Monday or Tuesday, you're feeling pretty good, you know, it's the beginning of the week, you're feeling decent, maybe you tend to finish work kind of on time on those days. Okay, well, let's front load our training on Monday and Tuesday, because, you know, by the time Thursday rocks around, you're getting held in work until 6:30 p.m. and you're getting a bit tired and burnt out by then. Okay, well, let's set ourselves up for success by front loading our workouts and saying, okay, then I'll take my rest days on Thursday and Friday, and then I'll train on the weekend. So can we move things around? Maybe on your more manageable work days, or when you feel best in the week, that's when you put your harder session. So that's when you put your hard leg day, for example. And also just a bit of like consciousness around your self-talk. If you keep telling yourself every day or throughout the workday how awful it's going to be to train after work and how tired you are and how busy the gym's going to be, guess what? It's going to feel rubbish. But if you can just go, okay, yeah, I'm going to the gym after work, I'm looking for, like, you don't have to be excited about it, but if you can, like, create that narrative in your head that, oh, I'm looking forward to doing this workout that I've got programmed, or I'm looking forward to doing this exercise and beating what I did last week. If you can, like, build that up to be a bit more positive in your mind, it's going to feel a whole lot better than constantly going, it's so hard to train off work, blah, 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 blah. Because the more you say it, it's not going to change the circumstance or the situation. Next problem people run into is just feeling like they don't have enough time in the week. Some solutions to that. Could we train from home during the week? Maybe you've got a few dumbbells, maybe you've just got resistance bands. But let me tell you, I coached people through a few years of lockdowns, and we made some really, really challenging home training sessions. So you could do home training sessions during the week and two gym sessions on the weekend. Could you, as I said before, could you do it on the way to work or the way back from work? Could you do, as I said, a jog at lunchtime, or get on the treadmill and do a nice 20 minute high intensity incline walk on the treadmill, something, because something is always better than nothing when it comes to effort with exercise, effort with movement, effort with nutrition. And finally, have a bit of an audit of what else is taking up your time. You know, if you say I don't have time, okay, let's look at, like, the 7 days in the week, and let's look at all the hours in the day. Where are all of those hours going, and are any of those, you know, things that are taking up slots, are they lower down on the priority list than your training or exercise? And if they are, I say, okay, well, why are they taking up time over my exercise then? And do I need to switch things around a bit? Do I need to say no to this social event, or decide to not go out for drinks that night so that I'll be fresh in the morning to get up and go to train? And so do a bit of an audit of what is actually kind of taking up your time. Okay, so the next problem would be feeling like perhaps you've lost momentum after a certain thing's happened. So maybe you have moved house, maybe you've gotten a new job, maybe you are struggling to find your feet again after Christmas and New Year. So this, you know, people often come to me in this position where they've been in a really good routine in the past, but something's changed in life and now they're struggling to create that consistent exercise routine again. When you kind of look back on what you were doing before, so maybe before you were training 4 days a week, you were tracking most days, you were hitting 10,000 steps per day, and you're just not doing much of that anymore, that mountain can feel like really tall and it can feel pretty overwhelming, and you can almost get kind of paralysis by analysis. It's like, wow, that is so much. I can't even see how I'd get back to being there. But if, rather than like standing at the bottom of this mountain, like looking up at the top and being like, I just can't do this, why don't you kind of move around the mountain a little bit, look around the side, and you might see a set of stairs around the corner that lead up to the top. And then when you find that set of stairs, you can focus on just taking that first step and then taking the next step and taking the next step. And suddenly it becomes a lot more manageable because you're not looking right up to the top of this mountain. You're just focusing on the steps in front of you. So as I said, maybe you were doing all this training and tracking and steps and stuff before, but what could you break down as your kind of first step today and tomorrow? Could you just say, okay, today I'm going to eat 3 meals and 2 snacks, and I'm going to stick to that structure. Every day this week, my nutrition rule this week is 3 servings of protein per day. That's all. Maybe, okay, I'm not going to be able to suddenly click my fingers and start tracking perfectly every day, but could I track 1 meal a day? Could I go out for 2 20-minute walks? Not asking myself to go to the gym, just 2 20-minute walks. Other examples, could I set a bed and wake time and stick to it for, 3 days in a row? If I want to get back into my training or build up my training, can I just show up at the gym for 30 minutes and work through a few exercises? It doesn't have to be a full session, doesn't have to be really high intensity. You don't have to be lifting the weights you lifted before, but can I show up and just be in the vicinity of the gym for 30 minutes? And then the week after, you can go, okay, can I add an extra exercise onto that session? And can I have track an extra snack that day? Or, and you can gradually build them up over time. And that feels a lot more manageable. So creating these small steps and these kind of non-negotiables. So these are my musts, for basic level of mental, physical health, and then you can set some kind of nice to have. So, okay, I will be at the gym for 30 minutes twice this week is my non-negotiable, and my nice to do, or my, I am overachieving, would be 3 45-minute sessions following my plan. And but even if you fall down to the lower non-negotiable, it's still something. Okay, and my final problem is that I often hear is I feeling a lack of drive or momentum or reason to be consistent because you don't know if what you're doing in the gym is actually working. So how do you know if you're actually gaining muscle? Well, are you lifting more weight and reps than you were a few months ago? Have you been actually logging that? Can you look back on what you were doing with that same exercise a few months ago, and is it more now? That's a pretty good indicator. Are you using other metrics of progress, like progress pictures or measurements or scale weight? Have those changed in a direction that suggests you're making progress? Are you following a plan of action that's like structured? Do you go into the gym and know what you did last week and know what you should be doing this week? And where did that program come from? If you just made it up, it might be fine. It might be okay. I could probably fix a tire, but it would be a really slow process and I'd make a lot of mistakes and it'd probably take me a few days or a few weeks maybe. But if a mechanic came and did it, they'd do it in a few minutes. It'd be efficient, it'd be done in no time, and let me tell you, I'd be a whole lot more confident when I then went to drive my car that they'd done it properly and it was safe because they know how to do it right because it's their job. So with that analogy, anyone could write a program, but not everyone can write an effective program because it's not everyone's job and not everyone has the knowledge and expertise, and that's fine. But guess what? I write the best muscle building program that I could possibly come up with every 6 weeks, and people pay me less than 80 pence per day to follow it and to have access to my app, to see all the video demonstrations and to track their weights and reps and to know exactly what they're doing, so they don't run into that problem of, I don't have the motivation because I don't even know if what I'm doing in the gym is right for me. And they can ask me questions about their training, about their nutrition, and they can get me to check their form. So that is my group training program, and it costs less than 80 pence per day. We do start a new set of workouts next Monday. So if this final problem is you, or you're struggling with all of the above and you need accountability and structure and you trust the way I program and you want to follow the way that I put all my effort into just creating the best possible muscle building program that I possibly could, and you can literally follow along with that in my app, them. I'll leave all the information about how you can join below. If you join this week, you'll get immediate access to the app, to the training and nutrition guide, which is 90 plus pages of education about how to eat and how to train, and the private Facebook group. And then you'll start training with us from Monday when the new workouts begin, and you won't be charged until you start on Monday as well. So it's a bit of a no-brainer. If you've got any questions about joining the group or the program itself, anything like that, I'm always more than happy to help. So drop me a DM or an email. I hope this episode was useful, beneficial, hopefully not too brutal at the beginning. You know, I'm not like a hustle culture grind. I completely understand it's not easy. And I guess like that was the point. It's not easy. It's never going to be easy. That's why most people don't have a consistent exercise routine. But if you don't want to be most people, if you want to be above average, then sometimes you've got to like do hard stuff. And this is hard, but the pros massively outweigh the cons, particularly when you build up that momentum of a consistent routine and you start reaping all the rewards. You'll really thank yourself for it. So thank you for listening. As I said, click the link down below and you can find out about joining my group program. And I'll speak to you all again next week.